Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 24th, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight's call will be filled with tons of information concerning your company, so I suggest that you have paper and pen handy to take a lot of notes. To begin our call, I'm going to go out to the state of New York and to Executive Director, Ms. Amelia Wan, who has someone that she wants to recognize tonight. Amelia, are you on the call?
I am on the call, Mr. Moore. Good evening, everybody, Legal Shield family. I'm really excited to introduce Ms. Pat Lucas. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about herself because we just met over the phone just a couple of days ago, and this young lady is on fire. So, Lucas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. Tell your story for us, please.
My name is Pat Lucas. I live here in Rochester, New York. I'm a behavior specialist at Rochester Prep West Elementary School, and I just was looking for something else to do part-time and hopefully turn it into something full-time. I was reaching out to different sites on the Internet, and Amy called me one day and just started reaching out to me respectfully and very nicely, and took my time, was patient about it, but I just checked it out, and I told her I watched the videos, but I needed to, like, see something or talk to someone in person, and then she told me about the meeting last Tuesday. I went to the meeting last Tuesday, and then they told me about the meeting Saturday. I went to the meeting Saturday, and then Pam Smith, the director, she helped me do she did my first PBR tonight.
And this, in how many days did you do this?
The meeting was last Tuesday. It's so from Tuesday to Saturday to today, and I did my first PBR.
You went to Super Saturday, a business briefing, and a PBR all in less than 7 days. So
correct.
Keep your eye on her, and we're going to see great stuff from her. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and congratulations to you and your new associate. Sounds like she is on fire. Next, I'm going to go out to the state of Arizona and to $200,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. He's got some information, some new announcements to share. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Moore, and congratulations to Pat Lucas. Definitely keep the momentum going and take advantage of staying on the fast track there with the Wands. You couldn't be in a better place. And there's no doubt about it, our movement to protect and empower is stronger than ever before. You know, the tools that we now have at our fingertips to help us spread the word and build our team would have been unimaginable, you know, a few short years ago. And our leadership has been telling us it's going to be like Christmas year-round, and that's definitely been the case. And because of all the new enhancements happening right now, be sure to thoroughly review the weekly Sunday e-newsletter, which details every update, enhancement, and promotion happening in all areas of the business. It comes from Darnell Self's name in your inbox and instead every Sunday about noon central. And they also can be found by logging into your back office and clicking on newsletters right there on your dashboard. But one thing announced this week is the weekly leadership show and Monday Night Momentum show have been upgraded to a new viewing platform called Livestream. And this upgrade provides a more flexible and user-friendly viewing experience across all devices and platforms to watch on your computer, your phone, or tablet through the Livestream channel. You can go directly to that at livestream.com/LegalShield, or they're also simultaneously broadcasting that through the Facebook Live on the Legal Shield Associate Success page. And you actually don't have to create an account to view the channel directly or on the Facebook page, but if you have a smartphone, I do recommend downloading the Livestream mobile app, and when you do, you can actually, it'll prompt you to log in through Facebook or set up a free account with your email address. And I actually did that on Sunday, and then once I had that app, then searched within the app for the Legal Shield official, it's called Legal Shield Official Livestream Channel, and then I followed it. So it's kind of like following something or liking a page on Facebook, and because I set up the account and followed the channel, this morning, 15 or 20 minutes before the leadership show, and again tonight, 15 or 20 minutes before the Monday Night Momentum show, I received both an email and a mobile app alert, which was kind of cool, that the Legal Shield channel had gone live for a broadcast. And it was both a great reminder and also made it really convenient to either just click on that link in the email or tap that app and be able to go right to the video came up in was playing. So I just love how user-friendly and smooth this upgraded experience is on this new platform. The shows are also archived and available right away for playback on the Legal Shield live stream channel. Also, in the newsletter this Sunday was an announcement that we will now receive 80 Performance Club points for recruiting an associate as long as the new recruit purchased a membership within 90 days of the day you recruited them, and that extends the previous time frame from the 30 days to now 90. And also, it was noted that reinstated associates and members will now count as long as it has been 5 years or more. And speaking of recruiting, a new 4-minute opportunity video has just been added to the Prospect app. If you go open the Prospect app and in the Resources tab under the Opportunities section, if you scroll down, I think it's at the showing up on the bottom right now of that area in Opportunity, you'll see a video called Disruptive Business Trends, which is another great option to introduce someone, especially I think someone who is business-minded, since it's Brian Carruthers or entrepreneurial, to the Legal Shield opportunity. And Legal Shield just announced the other day in an Empower and Protect promotion, which gives us a chance to earn, be in a drawing to earn a 1 full year of Legal Shield Advantage. And to become eligible for this promotion, simply write 3 new legal plans over the next week. And it's recommended that we do 10 full membership presentation exposures to accomplish this goal. And that enters us into a drawing by accomplishing that, and they will be drawing 10 winners to receive an entire year of Legal Shield Advantage. And, of course, we want to keep taking full advantage of the powerful Level Up bonus program in effect, where a new associate can earn $180 cash bonus for leveling up and getting paid and promoted in their first 20 days and keeps them eligible for over $5,000 in cumulative bonuses on the table if they wish to stay on the fast track to success. Like I know Pat Lucas is on and is going to stay on and many others on the team. So let's finish the month strong. And remember, every new associate we sponsor is one closer to the goal we need to bring the Double Up bonus back in August. And every household and business we protect is one closer to our mission of protecting all Americans from injustice. So with that, Mr. Moore, we look forward to hearing from our special guest speaker tonight, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. You did an outstanding job. Just a lot of information to get out to our team, and we try to always get that out as soon as possible. But I'm really excited about tonight's special guest speaker. She's going to share with us how Legal Shield has improved your hub site experience and about membership attribution. But now to introduce our guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 4 executive director, the leader of our More Success team. That's under none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad, are you on?
Yeah, I'm right here, Randy, and I'm excited to be on tonight. It's been so many nights. I've been so sick I couldn't, but tonight I was able. I'm proud to say that. And I'm excited to present this next person, Randy. 37 years in the business, chief operating officer, and a friend to all, and a special friend to her husband and myself, Miss Kathy Pinson.
Hi, Ken. Thank you very much for that introduction, and you're right. The Moore team has a special place in my heart, and you certainly are very special to me, as is your family. So I'm delighted to be able to be on the call tonight and talk a little bit about what we have done here. First of all, we wanted to let everyone know that we are improving the hub site experience. You know, the one thing that Legal Shield wants to continually do is to be able to make sure we listen to the field and that we are constantly improving and adding value to what it is that we're doing. And so we think in this case that that is something we have done. But I wanted to let you know and make sure that everyone understood what we had done, and I believe once I get through, we'll have a short time for questions and answers if anyone has any comments or questions that they would like to have. But what we've done on the hub site, not only did we improve the checkout experience, and we actually internally have called it the checkout experience, where we've been analyzing what happened when people got to the part of the back office where, or to the part of the application where they wanted to check out, to see what we could do to make that experience better for them. We want to make it easier for them to check out, but we also want to make sure that it is done in a way that properly attributes the sale to where it should go. And so one of the things that had happened is if people typed in the wrong website or if they didn't get the HUD right on there, it would default to LegalShield.com. So what we've done is we've now put in another step that if someone is attempting to get on your HUD site and they miskey the spelling in your name, and one of the things I've used as an example on Harold's HUD site because it's Harold Pinson, some people try to spell our name P-E-N-S-O-N instead of P-I-N-S-O-N. That will now give that prospective member an associate not found page, letting them know that there was a problem with keying the HUD site address in. So it will show them that they need to go back and look at what it is that they just keyed. And so they will see this page. This page will instruct them to go back to you to confirm the website address. And so hopefully what that will do is it'll key them in to look at what they just typed and see where they typed it wrong, if in fact they've got the right HUD site address. Or they can immediately take a step to call into a number that is posted there or to chat. And that's a special number that rings directly to a special line we have. It's actually the line that answers the emergency access number. And so if they call into this, that team has been directed to say, what associate were you trying to work with? What HUD site were you trying to get with? And so they're going to, if need be, take the sale, but only with the precondition that they also get the associate's HUD site that they were trying to log into. And so once that's done, we will take the sale if they want us to, if they choose to call or chat with us, instead of going back to the associate or instead of correcting the website URL, then we will do that, but only with the idea that we also know exactly who they were trying to get to, what the URL is. We will try to do the research to find that correct URL. If for any reason we're not able to get to the correct URL, then you have an option. And that option is that you can go on the back office and there is a membership attribution request form, and we can send you the link to that also, and you can complete that membership attribution request form within 30 days of that sale coming in, and we will make the attribution back to you. We will go back and make sure you have credit for that sale, that you receive your commissions, and that that membership is tied to you within our system. So it must be done within 30 days of the member sign-up date. In other words, we're asking that when you're talking with your members and you're following up with your members and you've been in contact, that you're keeping up with the fact that they're going on to the website, that they're enrolling. And if you don't see that, well, then you can fill out this attribution request form. And the associate services team will then conduct research based on your submission of that form. In that, we're going to ask you for certain information about who it was and how you talked with them and what the conversation was. You need to give us enough information that we know that you had been working with them, and then we will research that within 8 hours, business hours, of your submitting that form. We will not rebuild commission solely based on a phone call to associate services. It has to come through the attribution form. And you can access it on your back office under tools, and it's called membership attribution request form. You can also go directly to the URL, which is connect.legalshield.com/attribution. And when you go look at that URL, you'll see exactly the information that you need to fill in there so that we will have the information we need to do the research and then, if properly attributed to you to go back and build those commissions and make sure that you get credited for that. And there will also be an FAQ on the back office that you can use if you've got any question around that. So there's numerous ways that you can do this. The other thing is they will also see that message if your Legal Shield Advantage subscription has declined for any reason. If that has been dropped, your hub site isn't still active. So if you're not paying your Legal Shield Advantage subscription every month, you don't have an active hub site, and they would also see that same message that happened when they tried to log in, because they're not going to find the actual hub site there since it's been discontinued. So the cost of the Legal Shield subscription will be deducted from your commissions to bring it active, though if they fill out, if they come here and we take the sale, and you'll receive attribution for it, but it will be minus the cost of the subscription, and you will be agreeing to get your subscription reinstated to be able to continue use of the hub site. Additionally, let's say that you have a paper app. Remember, you can always go yourself on your own back office and enter that information now yourself. You don't have to have the member enter it direct on your hub site. There's an option for you to also do that on your back office site. You can also use the Legal Shield mobile app, or you can use the paper application and still upload it to us on the associate back office. But the preference would be to either have them go directly to your hub site or to have you enter it yourself on the back, your own back office, so that it can get to us in a more quick time frame, but also in a time frame that we're not trying to interpret any kind of handwriting that might be on the paper app. And so, Randy, with that, and Kim, with that, I'll turn it back over to you to see if there's any questions.
Okay, Kathy, I appreciate that very much. What we've done is I've asked some of our leadership team, our Millionaire Club members, ring earners, executive directors, to be in speaker mode tonight, and I think a few of them have some questions, if that'll be okay with you.
Sure.
All right, let's go out to the state of Virginia and with Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Pinson?
Yeah, hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Hi, Jeff. Great.
Good to hear your voice tonight and great training. That's a lot of details and information. Randy was asking me if I was aware of all these changes, and I said probably not as much as I should be. So I just want to say thanks to you and to the team that's putting this together. I know this has been an issue, and it tends to be a lot of headache trying to get stuff moved around to where it needs to go, and a lot of wasted time on part of associates and members and the home office. So I'm just glad that you guys have got a system in place and that we have a process that we can work through and get those sales where they need to go. So just, I guess what I want to say is thanks for all the hard work and the thought that went into this.
Thank you. And we want to make it as easy as possible, certainly, for everyone to get the attribution. And the first concern we have is making sure we get the right attribution on any sale that comes in. So we definitely wanted to do this. We heard you in the field that, hey, there was a problem here because there were several that were ending up on a corporate site and the correct attribution wasn't being made, so we started researching it to find out how can we make sure that happens. And so this process is the result of that collaboration. And we appreciate everyone reaching out to us because we definitely want to know when there are the types of concerns in the field that there was over the attribution.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for that. Let's go out to the state of Idaho and to Mr. Damian Sheever. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Kathy, always great to hear from you. Thank you so much. A couple of quick questions for you. The first is for a little while there, we were able to, for those that didn't subscribe to Legal Shield Advantage, they were able to use basically the corporate hub site, and there was a place for, you know, a new prospect who's putting in their membership to actually fill in an associate name. Is that still the case? And if so, if I understood you right, are we going to be charging them Legal Shield Advantage out of their commission, even if they're just using the corporate site?
No, not exactly, Damian. The what happens is if they go to the corporate site, there's not a place for them to request a certain associate at that point as far as how to give credit. When we went to the new checkout process and the new Legal Shield Advantage, and we built the back office for associates to be able to enter their own app, the ability to say on LegalShield.com, I was working with an associate, and to find that associate and enter that was not there. There is still find an associate, so you can still select the find an associate at the top of the LegalShield.com site, but it is not a place for you to just send new people to enroll if you don't have LegalShield Advantage. If you should either arrange to have LegalShield Advantage so you have a hub site and send them to your hub site, or you should use your mobile app, or you should enter them yourself on your back office, or as a last resort, get the paper app and upload it or mail it to us.
Fantastic. And then I don't know if you know this off the top of your head or not, but I know if you don't, nobody does. And that's how often were, these things getting missed, so to speak, associates not getting credit that we're hoping that this is correct, obviously.
The numbers were far less than 1% of the applications. I don't remember exactly where it came out, but it was a very, very small number that this happened with, but it was also a concern that we wanted to make sure that we took care of.
Yeah, thank you, because, Legal Shield has always taken care of us, and you guys have always done an amazing job, and I'm so appreciative. Sometimes people think this is a big problem. I just want the people to know, again, this is less than probably 0.5% of the applications, and even though it's such a small, tiny percentage, you still want us to get 100% of the credit. So thank you. Appreciate you and your entire team.
You're very welcome.
You, Randy.
Thanks for your comments.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Next, let's go to the state of Oklahoma and to Ms. Lynn Harden. Lynn, are you on?
I am. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. Listen, I have a question. I certainly, and you all do just such a good job of, being fair with everybody and trying to make sure that everyone gets credit where it should be. And if someone types in a bad, I certainly understand that. But I have also been with some of the newer associates that I've been working with, and sometimes when you put in their website, a different site comes up, and sometimes the corporate site comes up. Have you experienced that, or are they addressing that in any way, or is that just an anomaly that...
That was happening. That should not happen going forward. If someone has an active hub site that they're using, and what would happen is if you type that URL in anywhere wrong, then LegalShield.com would come up if they got the LegalShield.com part right. That's what we've changed now to where they would get the error page that says associate not found. The other thing is if you're not paying for LegalShield Advantage, that could also happen because then your hub site has been deactivated once the LegalShield Advantage payment fails or if you haven't ever turned it on, but then they would also get associate not found. So there is the chance in either case for them to get back with the associate that had directed them to the hub site.
Okay, I understand. Well,
and that only went up last Friday.
Okay, because I thought, because it was sort of schizophrenic. Sometimes it worked fine, and then all of a sudden it would pop to another site. And so this is good news.
Good.
All right. Thank you
Thank you so much.
Let's go to the state of Alabama and to another executive director, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I'm here, Randy. And Kathy, I think that I understand why they spell your name P-E-N-S-O-N, because when you're training, everybody's got a pen. They don't want to miss anything. But as you know, I work the solutions division, and I'm sure there's some applicable situations here where the attribution rate either will work now or can work in the future as we get, you know, more online with some of those apps. But can you enlighten me if there's anything specifically for those of us that write in the B2B space that this is applicable to right now?
On the
membership side, I guess is what I'm saying, of the attribution program.
As far as an option for you to enroll members?
Well, I'm just saying, I've been rolling, for 19 years, and it's never been an issue with me on the solution side. I can see where it would be on my networking business and a lot of people on the call
right.
to build their business with the team building. I just didn't know if there are some instances where maybe I'm not seeing it, but you – with your corporate hat on, would see where this could be an issue on the B2B side with some applications that somehow get misprocessed. But because
no.
I didn't see anything in the FAQ, and I haven't seen anything in any of the discussions leading up to that or any of my trainings or the things I've done in the past where that's come up.
No, it has not ever come up. I've never known of that question to arise. This is strictly a HUB site-related question. Where you're sending someone individually to the HUB site to enroll. It does not happen with any of the group websites or the electronic enrollments or obviously paper apps unless we make a key error internally or something. This is strictly related to HUB sites.
Well, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that while you're on the call, you know, we address that to be sure, and I appreciate you elaborating. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jimmy. Next. Let's go to the state of New York and to Miss Amelia Wan. Amelia, did you have a question?
I do. Thank you, Kathy. This has been very, very informative. Thank you so much. I do have one question. Some of us are, you know, obviously trying to get people to the to level up. And so we just actually did have a situation before the ruling happened, before they changed everything, back to where you can do the adjustments. If someone, let's suppose on their last day, their 20 days, they're trying to level up, they have someone who goes to the site, the Legal Shield site, not meaning to, what's going to happen with those folks? Because we do happen to have a situation like that where the person did get someone to sign up, had plenty of time. It was not last minute. It was like the 19th day. And now this is all ruling down that it's going to be given to that person. So we're wondering if they're going to level up and what's going to happen from now on if someone on their 20th day gets their last, let's suppose their membership, their 3-in-1. How is that going to work? And is that something that they will still be able to level up if the counter, the time clock is, yes, it was on the 19th day or on the last hour? Would you be able to address that, or is that something you guys figured out already?
Yes, if the difference in them getting that to us made a difference in the level up or the difference in our attribution made the difference in them leveling up, we will go back and redo that. It may take a question into our associate services or through the form itself to get the attribution mentioning that there was also a level up question, but we will correct that if that's the case and if that was a part of it. I do want to stress, though, there is a deadline for processing things, and so if you're on the 20th day and you're on there at 10 o'clock at night, you're not getting it processed in time because it's a 2 o'clock cutoff still. So the regular cutoffs still apply unless it's the last day of the month, and that happens to be your 20th day also. So make sure you're aware of the cutoff times for business being able to come in and be processed since there's still an overnight processing. But, yes, if the timing is there and that would have caused them to level up and there was a miss, we will correct that.
And you will be going back on that for the time before that they ruled it? Is that something you're going to go back on? Sorry to follow up.
You will need to get with associate services and tell them what the circumstances were. And you may need to fill out this attribution form. I know there's some that have already been called about that we were already fixing. So if you will call in about that, especially if I hate to say call in, if you'll call in about that and make sure that it's in the works or whether you need to complete the attribution form with the details.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amelia. Next question comes from Mr. Steve Crabtree in Idaho. Steve, are you on? Do we have Mr. Crabtree on? Let me see if he is actually, I have him in mute mode. Hold on 1 second. All right, Steve, do you have a question for Ms. Kathy Pinson?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can now.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, Kathy, I appreciate everything you're doing. You guys are awesome at corporate. You've always been awesome. I know there's little glitches here and there, but you've always pulled through. Thank you so much. Two things real quick. One of them is, you know, they used to, and I know that this has probably been addressed before, they used to be able to have it in plain sight, your name and your picture and all that stuff at the top of the website. That, to me, would make a little bit of sense to see if we could somehow go back to that, so that way somebody, it's obvious that they're going on the wrong site, versus, you know, if you just have to hover over that little circle in the right-hand corner to go on the right site. So that's something I was just wondering if you could quickly address. But then there's another question similar to Amelia's, where I just had this approach to me today where somebody did fast start qualify, level up their first level up, but they only got $180 because they didn't know, and the associate that recruited them didn't know that one of the cards apparently was a payroll card. Wasn't really a prepaid card that they went to Walmart or something like that for. If they didn't know, it would be designated as a what we call a prepaid card. And because of that, they didn't get the 360 bonus. They got the 180. Can you address either one of these issues?
On the first issue, I know we are looking at, with the rebranding that we are doing at the sites that you've heard some about, as far as the Legal Shield versus an ID Shield and how that, I do know that they're looking at the hub sites as well as corporate sites, et cetera. I can't tell you for sure what that's going to look like, but I know that is being reviewed. So I don't know the answer to that. And then on the second question, Steve, let me get back to you on that because, no, I don't know that answer. I've not been involved around the question about the prepaid credit cards and the impact on the level up bonus. So let me, I will find out and we'll have someone reach out to you about that.
That would be awesome. Thank you very much for your help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve. Next, let's go to Arizona and to Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, have you got a question?
Yes, I do. Good evening. Kathy Pinson, good evening, and my greetings to Mr. Hal Pinson. Randy, you can hear me well?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Wonderful. Again, you know, saying kudos and dittos to all my colleagues here on the call, appreciating what you guys have done, and most importantly, appreciating that you guys continue to listen to us out on the field. The first comment or question is, as far as the communication goes to corporate, we continue to go through our Platinum Executive Directors to get the information directly to you and the team, right, Kathy?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of the question.
That we should continue to get our concerns and worries from the field to the corporate office through our Platinum Executive Directors,
yes,
correct?
That's true, yes.
Okay. On this program of attribution, I wanted to ask you, when a person gets deducted for the Legal Shield Advantage that first month, are they going to receive a letter or an email saying you've been paid for the next month on your Legal Shield Advantage? Please contact us with your next payment or method, or is it going to be coming out of the commissions from that point forward?
I know. We will turn back on the other payment method that was there before, or reach out to you for a new payment method if that payment method's not still valid. But that one month fee will be taken out of the commission, and then we will start again whatever the previous method was for your Legal Shield Advantage.
Okay. What about for people that were not on Legal Shield Advantage for whatever reason, they chose not to have it? Will their first 30-day free be engaged if the first payment is made out of that deduction?
Now, if you've never signed up, if you've never started the Legal Shield Advantage, your hub site will be, you have to give the fee, your account method when you enroll. If you turn it off yourself, then you'll have to give us permission to turn it back on, or that membership will not be able to be used or attributed through the that process. You can't just use LegalShield.com as your way of submitting business and expect that we're going to take that fee each time. So you need to make sure that arrangements are made with the company to get the LegalShield Advantage paid and continue to pay it. But what we don't want is for people to just use LegalShield.com as a way they're going to have memberships enroll, thinking that we'll just take a $20 fee each time, because that's not what we want. We are going to be getting and sharing with the Platinum Council the information around how often this happens, where it happens, who are the associates that the site is happening on, so that we can make sure we reach out to anyone if we see that this is becoming an ongoing item with them, because the intent is you've got your back office to submit applications through. You've got a hub site you can submit them through. You can use paper. It's not intended that you use your Legal Shield Advantage as a method in lieu of those other items.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is to catch it when someone is attempting to enroll.
Okay. Last question. I will look in the future for Legal Shield Advantage to be a mandatory service for new associates when they come in?
I consider it to be mandatory at this point. So I think it already is. I realize there's always the choice that you don't have to engage it. I just can't imagine you not engaging it if you're really going to be doing a Legal Shield business because of the advantages you get by having it, including the HUD side.
Agree. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you for sharing all this information with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Next, let's go to the state of Texas and Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Kathy, great job tonight addressing all that. I know that has happened on my team before, where people were losing. People didn't. They had told them to go to the right site, and they didn't go. And then they weren't aware that they hadn't gone there, and they wondered why. I thought they were going to get in the business, or they were going to buy a membership, and later to find out that the time frame had passed beyond them getting it reconciled. So kudos to you for getting that changed. I think that just gives us more peace of mind out here that the corporate office is doing the right thing every time to make that happen. Second thing, this is just a different question. Do you have any knowledge of when the rebranding it would take place? And is it going to be rebranded on both sides, either the legal or the identity or both?
I know it is being worked on. I don't know the specific timing of that. I do know that we will begin communicating it prior to the actual rebranding and the new sites going out, and you'll begin to be seeing the information around that prior to the rebranding. I don't know the exact timing. Certainly, we want it done sooner rather than later. But we are also wanting to make sure that as we do it, we've tested everything, and that when we roll it out, there aren't any hiccups or anything that we have to go back and relook at. So we're still working on the timing of when we feel like we will have done all the testing around it also to make sure that we're ready to have it rolled out.
Again, thank you for your servant leadership, and thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Well, next, let's go to the state of Oklahoma and Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Ms. Kathy, we appreciate you very much, absolutely, and the fact that we know that corporate cares, and it's just been you guys are a real blessing to us in the field. My question was, Mr. Ray Rios, actually, you answered that through there with that new associate that came on board, and we appreciate the fact that you're doing that. Is my understanding, just for a clarification, is the first time, if for whatever reason it's lapsed or they changed a card or whatever, they could be contacted and would be taken out of commission, but they're going to have to arrange for a new method of payment and certainly understand that. Obviously, we don't want them, you know, trying that ever so often. The application submit thing is just a that's a fabulous deal for that, you know, the spare time, part-time type person that does that or whatever. So I think you've answered the question, and we certainly appreciate you very much and all that you do for us.
Thank you, David. And one other thing I will share is that this morning member services or midday said that there had been 48 chats or calls over the weekend since we rolled this out, so counting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 45 of those were associates. There were three of them where someone had really typed in the email wrong or and was looking for a way to get to the right information. So it's not something that happens very often at all.
All right. Appreciate that. Last one more question. I believe we have our comment comes from Mr. Alex Gardner in Arizona. Alex?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I would just like to say that I've noticed that because of these things being streamlined and Ms. Pinson's team working to make these enhancements, I noticed myself not having to call in as much to the home office with these things streamlined and not having to follow up on things for several days to see what's going on with them. So I just want to say thanks for another upgrade and enhancement, and it gives us more time to be out in the field and right in business and recruit more people. So thanks again.
Thank you, Alex, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want to be able to make the process flow more quickly and effortlessly and not have to have you calling in, checking with us, finding out where things are at or verifying what has happened. So appreciate the comments and glad to hear that it's had some impact.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. And, Kathy, I want to thank you again for spending. I know it went a little bit long tonight, but we just had a lot of questions out in the field. I believe you've done a fabulous job answering those. If we get any more, is there any way that we can submit those, or how would be the best way if something comes up to handle that?
Mandy, I would suggest, as Ray mentioned, that they funnel them through you, and if you don't have the answer because we didn't hit on it or whatever, that then you reach out back out to the office, either to me or to the Platinum Line Direct.
All right. I'll be happy to handle that. And, Kathy, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on. You did a great job. And I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore to end the call. Mr. Moore?
Well, of course, I want to thank Kathy. She's always there. She's been there for me for over 30-something years now. So, Kathy, I appreciate you very, very much. And, you know, folks, let's just keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. But let's get out there and give it 110%. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.